All right, coming up at 5:05, in just a few moments, you're going to hear about the councilman and the cop. Remember this one. At 5:05, you're going to have the opportunity to hear the full story. Do we have that up on the page yet, Andrew? We're going to get up sometime this afternoon, the paperwork. Oh, it is up there. KFYI.com, the Mike Broomhead page. We're going to get to that here in just a few moments. I want you to be able to hear that. It's absolutely ludicrous what's happened between the councilman and the cop. But like I said the whole time, I'm getting tired of saying that I was right, because this whole thing is being swept under the carpet. Remember the councilman that had every civil rights group standing behind him as he was screaming racism? Wait until you hear the whimper he goes out with. And I'm going to give some big kudos to the cop. So much on the other side. I'm promising you at 5:05, make sure you're here. You're not going to believe the outcome of this and how it's just going to happen to go away. Not here it won't. Back in a moment.
550 KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
Big second hour of the show coming up. We are going to talk about the councilman and the cop here. Remember the story? Councilman Johnson, Officer Brian Offerman, I've got the final results. We're going to talk about it now. Welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Okay, let's dive into this. This is something that bothered me from day one, I have to tell you. And let's be fair. I talked to you last week. I identified the name of the police officer. There was a Phoenix police officer arrested for robbery. The guy was a dirtbag, 2 years on the police department, and the guy was robbing drug dealers or whatever the charges were. Arrested at work. Father, a retired police lieutenant, I'm hearing, from the Phoenix Police Department. We outed the guy just like we would. Good is good, bad is bad. And if you're a bad cop, nobody hates bad cops more than good cops. They did the right thing. There was no cover-up. There was no behind-the-scenes anything. The guy was arrested like every other criminal. Didn't matter what his father did. Didn't matter nothing. As a matter of fact, we talk about unions covering up for bad cops all the time. The Phoenix Police and the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association expedited the firing of this guy. They even got a thank you from Chief Jack Harris for expediting getting rid of this guy. So they're doing the right thing. Nobody has blinders on thinking that with that many officers on the street that there aren't bad apples. They did the right thing with that guy. All right, here's my problem. You got a bad councilman. You got a guy that starts screaming racism, and he's got the Nation of Islam and La Raza and Michael Nowakowski singing Si Se Puede and all this other crap. Talking about Officer Brian Offerman. If you are new to the show and you don't know what I'm talking about, what happened was there was a fire and there was a councilman who used to be a Phoenix cop who wanted to go on the scene of a fire to check on a neighbor. Fire trucks were there. Fire was on scene. Police officers were protecting. It could have been a crime scene, but definitely a dangerous situation for citizens not dressed in fire gear. And this councilman was not allowed to pass. He pushed an officer. He actually, I don't know that he took a full swing at the guy, but he assaulted a police officer. He was taken to the ground. He was put in handcuffs. One of the people from the fire department standing there said to the officer, "Do you know who that is? That's Councilman Johnson." He said, "I don't care if he's the president of the United States." Well, because the president's black and the councilman is black, the councilman charged that was racism. And if you don't believe that that was the full extent of the racism charges, I'm here to stand on my complete reputation. That's exactly the extent of the racism charges. That's how all of this ridiculousness started. Councilman Johnson opened his mouth about something when he had no business opening his mouth. He had, as a matter of fact, it didn't end. He had press conferences. He had the Nation of Islam read a letter. He had all of the NAACP and all of these so-called black leaders from the valley standing behind him as they screamed racism. Now, there's District 8, and I think it's 7 is where Nowakowski is from. Neighboring districts screaming racism about a police department that still had to patrol those streets. And I've been telling you from day one that Officer Offerman didn't do anything wrong, and in the end, you're going to find out this councilman was wrong in what he did. Not only that, when Al Sharpton was here and he did his preaching on Senate Bill 1070, and he stood up there and said, "We all look Mexican after dark," and he did all that nonsense, the councilman was there, and he was screaming about what happened to him and how racist it was. Well, 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 what a difference a federal investigation makes, isn't it? The statement from the U.S. Attorney Dennis Burke says a whole bunch of nothing. Nobody wants to file charges, blah, blah, blah. With regard to the federal civil rights criminal investigation, I am closing the file without any charges. Councilman Johnson has asked his office not to pursue, blah, blah, blah. Here's what Councilman Johnson now says, in part. There is always something to be learned and some good to be derived from all of life's experiences. I am a veteran of the Phoenix Police Department, have always had a strong support of the department and all of its officers. That will not change. Okay. I respect the difficult work the officers that make up the department, including Officer Othman. I don't know Officer Othman, but I am aware that in addition to being on the police force, he served two tours in Iraq. I am grateful for his service to our city and to our country. I made some assumptions about Officer Othman. I regret that. That's as close to an apology as he comes. But listen to how many times he uses the word I. Finally, this is what's most important. We hear from Officer Othman. Phoenix is my hometown. I grew up here. I'm proud to be a Phoenix police officer serving and protecting my community. He talks about the aftermath of what happened. Listen to this. I feel that unjustified assumptions were made about my reputation, which as a result suffered. I'm proud of my reputation, earned the hard way by serving my country as a United States Marine and serving my city as a Phoenix police officer. I pledge I will continue to serve in the same way I always have, where everyone is equal. I believe in a community where everyone is treated with respect and dignity. I acknowledge and appreciate everyone who has stood by me in this ordeal. I also acknowledge my appreciation for the hard work of the U.S. Attorney's Office. If you want to finally read and hear from Officer Othman, and there is also a statement here from Jack Harris, all of these statements are on my webpage, KFYI.com, the Mike Broomhead page. You can read these stories. Now, I'm telling you as sure as I'm sitting here, the only reason why Councilman Johnson was not brought up on any charges was because Officer Othman had the conviction and the character to not have this go any further. As he says in his statement, blaming people is only going to make this relationship go longer. Why not repair the relationships? And he let the councilman off the hook. As sure as I'm sitting here, that's exactly what happened. So I am going to say here publicly, and I hope for all the police officers that listen to this show, if Officer Othman is not listening to this show, I hope you'll pass along the message. Congratulations on handling this as impeccably as it could have been handled. You were brilliant in keeping your mouth tarnished and listening to these people call you a racist and never answering back and doing a great job. It is absolutely, absolutely a testament to your character that you kept silent and let justice prevail. All of these statements are on my webpage. We get back from a break. We got so much to get to. Coming up,